Hey, beautiful soul, it's Deanna here, and today's tip is the forgiveness letter. So this is one of my favorite tools to share with clients. Whenever you need to detox and clear out your energetic space, your mental space, and certainly your emotional space to make room for new things and also to have the courage to step forward and do the things that you're scared to do, that you know are going to move you forward, that you know are going to move you closer to that desired outcome, whether it's a relationship that makes your heart sing, that project you've been putting off and you keep like obsessing about in your mind, anything that really you've felt held back by, and it could be beliefs, it could be old thoughts, old fears, fear of the past repeating itself again. And a forgiveness letter is one of the best ways to just give those fears a voice and let them go. So it's very simple. The only materials you're going to need for this are pen and paper, and we want to do it the old-fashioned way. There's something about putting pen to paper really activates your subconscious in a way that typing does not. So the first step is just kind of a brain dump. Ask the question, and you can write this question at the top of your paper. What beliefs, fears, experiences, situations, people, you can just put a blank there. Do I need to detox to move forward at this time? What beliefs, thoughts, people, situations, etc., do I need to detox to move forward at this time? And then just do a brain dump and just write down everything you can think of. And it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be pretty. You just want the unfiltered version until you are empty. And that in itself is super cathartic. But then part two is the forgiveness letter. And it's very simple. At the top, you just say, you know, dear your name, dear Deanna, I'm writing you this letter to make amends. And you can start it just like I'm saying it. So I'm writing this to make amends. I've been holding on to the following things, and I'm ready to let them go. And you just write something like that. And then here's where you have the power of choice. You can go through your dump list and write down all of the things again, or if you want to activate it, just say them one by one out loud and just put like a parenthesis in your forgiveness letter. And then when you are done with that, put your hand on your heart and just say, I forgive you, I see you, I release you. I forgive you, I see you, I release you. Part of why these beliefs, etc., have been in your space are because they haven't been witnessed. Maybe you try to stuff it down. We all do this. Or we're scared of what will happen if we bring them to the surface, or if we tell somebody, or if we express it, admit it, whatever it is. But there's something about just saying, I see you, right? That frees up space. And then you can say anything else that you want in the letter and sign it. And you can choose to do nothing with it and just, you know, consider it done. Some people I know would burn the paper and you know, others may want to tear it up into little bits and like throw it in the trash and say, done, whatever feels good for you. So here's your next step is to get a sheet of paper or two to do the exercise and let me know how it goes. The more that you can release from your space, the more that you can acknowledge, bring to light, and put pen to paper, the easier it is to free yourself so that you have the courage to move forward and take the steps you know intuitively are going to move you closer to your heart's desire, because you deserve it. Thanks so much for listening, and I would love to hear from you in the comments. If you did it, what was the experience like? What are some things that you're ready to let go of, you're ready to release? And if you'd like more, if you're not already subscribed to the newsletter, you can do so at deannadorell.com. That's DiannaDorell, to get tips every single week to feel adored, free, and happy. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.